Mr. President, Rotarians, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly inviting me to speak before you on the subject matter, the present need of the human society. At the present day, according to our basic calculation, this is called Kali Yuga. Kali means disagreement and fight. Kala. So, in this day, slight disagreement will cause some fighting, some misunderstanding, and practically this is the age of misguidance. Therefore it is called Kali Yuga. So in different Puranas the symptoms of Kali Yuga is described. Shastra. Shastra means Trikalagya. Shastra is not ordinary book. Therefore, our Vedic literature are known as Apaurusha, not written by ordinary human being. Ordinary human being who is called according to Shastra, conditioned soul. They are conditioned by so many nature's law. So, the imperfectness of the conditioned soul are described as that conditioned soul is sure to commit mistake. However great he may be, he will commit mistake. And clearly human, he says. And he may be illusion. Not maybe, he is illusion. Illusion means accepting something for something else. Just like we accept this body, material body, as self. That is the conception of the general people at the present moment, especially. And this world. I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Shudra, like that. Bodily conception of that. This is illusion. Actually, I am not this body. But because we are lacking knowledge, imperfect, insufficient knowledge, therefore we are accepting this body as that. This is called illusion. And the other imperfection is that we have got a cheating propensity. Cheating propensity means I do not know something definitely, but I present my theory as if I know perfectly. This is cheating. And the last is imperfectness of the senses. All our senses are imperfect. Take for example the eyes. We see under certain conditions, when there is light, sunlight and electric light, we can see. We cannot see what is beyond this wall. We cannot see which is very long distance we place. We cannot see in the nearest eye. Therefore, our seeing power is conditioned. Similarly, all other senses. So we cannot have perfect knowledge by our imperfect senses. But at the present moment, especially in this age, we are accepting so many philosophers, scientists, although we know that their senses are imperfect. This imperfectness is increasing. We are not becoming liberated from imperfectness, but we are increasing due to this Kali Yuga. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto. It is said there, Tatasya anudinam dharma sattam sautam samadaya kalena bulina rajan nathati ayur balam smiti. With the progress, advancement of this Kali Yuga, these following items, what is that? Nah, dharma. First thing is dharma. People, it decrease in the conception of dharma. Religion. Religion. Religion does not mean a kind of faith. Religion, as I think the other day I described here, the characteristic. The characteristic of the human being, of the living being, to serve. Actually, we are serving every one of us. We are serving somebody. So, everyone is serving. That is his characteristic. Just like a person now, today, is Hindu. Tomorrow he changes his faith. But the service continues. He cannot change the characteristic of service. You may be Hindu, or you may be Muslim, or you may be Christian. You must be serving somebody. Maybe, not very actually, who is superior to you. This is called dharma. According to our Vedic principles, the dharma is the principle given by God. Dharmanta sāsād bhagavat prani. You cannot manufacture dharma. Therefore Krishna, he is giving you dharma. What is dharma? He advanced, he appeared. Jadadadai dharmasya glani bhavati bhāra tadātmānam sujāni aham. He says, when there is discrepancies in the principles of dharma, then I appear, I advance myself. So in the Bhagavad Gita, he is giving us the principles of dharma. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam gacchami. He said to Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend, I am giving you the most confidential information that sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. This is dharma. Dharma, satyam, truthfulness. That is also reduced, being reduced. Dharma means to become devotee of the law. That is practically not reduced, it is practically me. And people have manufactured so many dharmas. Dharma without the principle of God consciousness. So, according to Vedic principle, that is not dharma. Vedic principle says, savai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaja. That is first class religion which teaches people how to become devotee of the Supreme Law. Paro dharma. Paro means transcendent. There are many kinds of dharma. And according to Vedic system, there are 20 different types of books, Vinsati Pratar Dharma, given by different stages. But the conclusion is that that is first class dharma, which is convenient for becoming a devotee of the Lord. And the Bhagavad Gita also the same thing. Sarva dharmān purittaj māmi gaṁ. In another place, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prodhita koitava astra. Atra Srimad Bhagavatam. Prodhita. Prodhita means prakṣṭūpena urjita. Very clearly swept up. That means it is taken out, prodhita, just like we sweep very nicely, cleanly our room. Similarly, all types of cheating villain is wiped out, swept out. Dharma prodhita paita vatra. So dharma means, the conclusion is, dharma means that our constitutional position is to serve, but our service being misplaced, we are not helped. Actually, you are serving not any person, but you are serving our different types of desires, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, like that. That dharma, when it is reverted, transfer to the service of the Lord. That is called real dharma. Savai pungsa paro dharma. Jato bhakti radhopat. Ahoita kriya pratihata. Jayatma su prasidat. That service to the Lord should be without any desire, material desire. Spontaneous. God is great. He is my supporter, maintainer. We should always remember that. Eko bhunam vidudhati kama. Actually, God is supporting. Now, at the present moment, in India, especially in this part, there is scarcity of water. Why? If we are independent of God, we can take advantage of the sea water, there is sufficient water. God also supplies water from the stock of sea water. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, rasoham apsukante prabhasmi sasishurjaya. One who cannot understand immediately the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he can try to understand him by his different potencies. Just like he says that I am the first of the water. Rasoham apsukante. Taste of it, or the sweetness of what? So there is sufficient supply of water in the oceans and the seas. Then why we are in scarcity of what? Because the taste of the water should be changed by the grace of Krishna. Otherwise it cannot be. That is Krishna consciousness. You can also change by distilling the sea water or ocean water, but it will not be as tasteful as it is done by God, or you can say nature. The same water taken from the ocean transformed into cloud. The cloud is distributed and water rain falls, you get nice distilled water, tasty water. So if you are going to challenge there is no existence of God, then you can do it. Why don't you do it? Why you are so much in scarcity of water? I do not think any scientist can very boldly answer that, yes, we can do and we can defy the existence of God or the mercy of God. That is not possible. Rasoham Mapsu Kauntya Prabhasmi Sashishudya. Krishna says that I am the shining of the sun and the moon. Now, there are so many great scientists and experts in chemical composition, making chemical composition. Why not make a small sun on the head of the Ahmedabad city so that you save so much expenditure of electric light? They will say, oh, the composition of its sun is like this, that, so many theories. But why not prepare one? If you know the composition, make it a sample sun and see that it is shining. So, there are many, so many theories for avoiding God consciousness. But that's not very practical. Therefore, in the Kali Yuga, it is said, dharma satyam. The truth is neglected. The dharma is neglected. It is reduced. Another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, prayena alpaya ayusa kalavasmi jiti jana mandyas mandamatayo mando bhagyas vadruta. This is summarization of the kind of people in this Kali Yuga. What is that? Alpa-ayusa. The span of life is shortened. Here also it is said, ayu. Ayu balam smriti. Bodily strength, span of life, and memory reduced. Formerly, there was no need of book. Therefore, our Vedic literature are known as Shruti. The student will hear from his master, from the teacher. Shruti, tad vijnana samsaguru meva avijacche, shruti am brahmanistam. Simply by hearing, they will remember. That was going on up to the date of that day, 5,000 years ago. There was no writing principle. There was no need of writing. People were so much powerful in their memory, they could immediately remember everything by hearing once from the teacher. A bad day, when he saw the Kali Yuga is coming, people's memory will be not so sharp. Then he wrote all these Vedic literature. He called Vyas, Vedobhyas. Vedic knowledge was already there by tradition, by hearing. But he chronologically wrote all these Vedas. there are so many symptoms. I may explain some of them. Kalena Bulina Rajan Nathati Ayu Balam Smriti. These things will be reduced. Dharma, truthfulness, cleanliness, and forgiveness, and mercifulness. People are not very merciful now. Especially in the Western countries. If one is attacked by another, people will pass. Nobody will care for that. He may be killed. People do not show any mercy. And Shama means forgiveness. Now that is also being reduced. Memory reduced. Merciful reduced. Span of life reduced. Bodily strength reduced. Health is reduced. This is the symptom of Kali Yuga. Vittameva kalonina janmakara gunodaya. Formerly, there were divisions. Chatubandamaya system gunakarma vibhavata. The four social divisions, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra, and they were calculated according to guna and karma, quality and work. Brahmana means he must be truthful, he must be very clean, tatkar sautam, he must be controlling his mind, controlling his senses, sama dama titikha, he must be tolerant, titikha ajama, he must be simple, ajama jnanam, he must have full knowledge, vijnanam, practical application in life, vijnanam, asitam. Asita means to accept the Vedic principle as truth. That is called asita. Theism. It is translated as theism, but it is not asita. Asita means to have firm faith in the Vedic instruction. That is called asita. So that is a fact. What is stated in the Vedas, they are true. We can save our time. For example, let's say the cow dung. The cow dung is said in the Vedas as pure. So if we accept cow dung as pure, we don't require to make the sa, but actually it is pure. The other day, I was passing through a cow shed in Hyderabad. So much cow dung was stocked there. So I was asking my students, suppose so much human stool was stocked here, could we pass through? No, it is not possible. But it was pleasant to pass through. So this is a fact. If we argue that animal stool stop me. Don't make noise. The animal stool is impure. But when the Veda says the animal stool of the car is pure. So this is the stool. Similarly, corn cell is the bone of an animal. So according to Vedic instruction, if you touch the bone of an animal, you become impure. But the bone of an animal, which is corn cell, it is kept in the deep ego. So, Vedic instruction is so perfect. Why this animal bone is pure? Why this tool of animal is pure? That you already know. You don't require to make any desire. You simply accept and get the fact. This is Vedic tool. So that is called astika. Astika means to accept the Vedic instruction as it is. Therefore, you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is no need of interpret. If you accept it, the truth as it is, then you have benefited. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am the Supreme. Matta paratarang nanya kinti dasti dhananya. My dear Dhananjaya, Arjun is called Dhananjaya. That's a background, how he became a Dhananjaya. So, matta parataram nanya. There is no more superior person than me. So we accept that way. Our Krishna consciousness movement means we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Not only we accept, all the authorities whom we accept as authority, just like Vyasa, he is the authority of the Vedas, he accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Narada accepts the Supreme Personality of God. Of course, that is long, long ages ago. And the reason here, all the acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Shankaracharya, all of them accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts the Supreme Personality of God. So, what is the difficulty for us to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God? There is no difficulty. If you do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you must present somebody else. That here is another person. Then you have to compare whether Krishna is actually Supreme Personality of Godhead or the another person. Because there is definition of God. Vaishadhyasya samakrasya bhijyasya dasasya kriya. So to present need of human society, because they are reducing their good qualities, sattva sama dama piti khadrava, and money is becoming the most powerful thing, as it is stated here. Vittameva karo ninang janmatara gunodaya. Formally, if one is qualified Brahmin, he may be a poor man. But a Brahmin, when approaches a king, the king will stand up and offer him. Even Krishna, when he was king of Dwarka, Sudama Vipra, his friend, he came immediately, he stood up and gave him his own seat. So, because he was a qualified Brahmana, so everywhere, qualified Brahmana was respected by the qualified Kshatriyas, Vaishyas. But now, there is practically no qualified Brahmana, neither a qualified Brahmana is respected. Vittameva. But if one has got money, then he is respected. This is the symptom of politics. Vittameva. Kalo minam janmatara gunoda. If one has got money, sadhvi, he may be not educated without any good qualification, but somehow or other he has got money, he will be respectful, not a qualified Brahmin. Then, dharma nyaya vyavasthaya karanam balameva hi. Now, justice, man in justice, dharma, religious principle, karma nyaya vyavasthaya. To establish justice, anyone who is powerful, he will get justice. You bribe, nowadays, of course, we do not discuss this thing, everyone knows. Justice can be purchased in this age. Balameva. Dampatya rati abhiruchi hetu mayaiva vyavaharite. These are the symptoms. Dampatya, husband and relationship, husband and wife, means sex, power. We have practically seen in the Western country, as far as there is some disturbance in the sex relation of husband and wife, there is divorce. So that, these are the symptoms. Triste punkte shahi roti vipratte sutrameva hi. So, man and woman should be united in marriage relationship simply on sex terms, not on the religious principle. That we have seen. And sutrame vipratte sutrameva hi. And if anyone, somehow or other, gathers a sacred thread, not sacred, even not sacred, thread, he becomes a vipra. Ninnameva samakshyata ananno upavasthitaranam avritya nayadul bollam. If you go to the court of justice, If you have no money, then you cannot get. Suppose you have to claim from somebody, some 3,000 rupees. First of all, you have to deposit the stamp fee, 5%, and the feeder's fee. So you have to push good money after bad money. So these are the symptoms. There are many symptoms in this way. The conclusion is, this is the description given by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. There are many other symptoms. The time is short. The king, the government, that is also stated, government will be simply taxed. And people being harassed in famine and taxation, they will give up their hut and home, will go to the forest and fields. And gradually, time will come when the ages will be reduced so much that a person 20 to 30 years old will be considered great, grand old man. These are the symptoms of Kali Yuga. How to get out of this entanglement? There are so many things described, but in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Kalo dosa nidhe radhan asti jiko mahan. Dosa nidhi. Nidhi means ocean. This Kali Yuga is a ocean of dosa, so many faults. But still there is some hope. Kalo dosa nidhe radhan asti jiko mahan. Kitana deva krishna sa mukta sanga param vade. If you take to Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Kirtana Ganana Tanaparo, if this you take to this principle, very simple process. That is recommended in the Shastra. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama is a table. Kalo Nasiva, 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 Gutiram. Kalo, especially it is meant. Kalo. Kalo means this is upkali. In another place, Kalo Sankirtanai Praya Jajanti Ismenasa. So these are the, the description here is there about the symptoms of Kali Yuga, the remedy is also suggested. What is that? Kirtana Riva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaya. If you begin chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then you become aloof from all this faulty situation of this Kali Yuga. And if you keep yourself aloof, then Mukta Sangha Parambhaya, then your next life will be promoted to the kingdom of God. Param means the spiritual world. There is another spiritual world. This is material world. This material world, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You know that parastasmasu bhava anya bhaktya bhakta sanatana. Sanatana dham. The other day I was describing here. Sanatana dham. God is sanatana. And we are Sanatana, when we combine together, that is called Sanatana Dharma. So, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaya. So, this is the need of the human society. It is very easy, provided we want to take advantage of. Suppose we chant Hare Krishna Mantra, as I am teaching all these boys. I am also doing that. We have got our deeds. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Similarly, if you chant, what is the loss on your part? Is there any loss? But if there is benefit, why don't you take it? What is the harm? We are preaching this. We don't say that you give us so much money, I give you some mantra, and within 6 months you become God. We don't make this all glad. We simply say, request, that God has given you this tongue. And this is the prescription. Kalo dosa nidhe radhan asti jiko mahan guna. Kitana deva krishnasya. When you become little advanced, You can also chant and dance as the Goswamis accustomed to do. Krishna Kirtana Gana Natsana Paro. They are all, they are ministers. In Delhi, when we had our function, just like we are holding here, many, many good officers, big officers, they chant and dance. Oh, what is the heart? We dance in the ballroom. Why not for Krishna? Krishna. So, the chanting and dancing is not very difficult thing. So, our only request is that you take to the chanting process. If you take to the chanting process, then gradually you will be elevated to the spiritual life. Cetadatmanamajanam bhava mahadavagni nidvapanam. Chanting means it cleans in the heart. The more you chant, your heart will be clean. We are now, because we are in this material world, we are passing through evolution of many different species of life. And here in the chant, even by the nature, the human form of body, where we can store the continual transmigration of the soul from one body to another, and we can have our permanent situation back to home, back to God. This is great science. But if you neglect it, that is suicidal policy. Human mind, human life is specially meant for taking advantage of this form of life and understand what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God, how to act, why I am conditioned by so many miserable conditions of life, birth, death, old age and disease. So many things are there. But if you do not take to this, if you simply remain like animals, eating, sleeping, making and defending, then you are actually missing the opportunity. That's why our this Krishna consciousness movement is simply to make propaganda from door to door. That please chant Hare Krishna mantra. That's all. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Radha Krishna valo sangha chalo ei matra bhiksha chai. We simply want this. There is no loss. But the gain is very great. Why not take the chance? The present need of the human society is to take to Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.